and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Seems like we can't go more than a few weeks without another misstep from YouTube. Only yesterday, as the platform was hacked, exposing a technical vulnerability, there were reports that YouTube was serving up ads linked to hardcore porn, although adult content in ads is technically prohibited on YouTube. Well, now a coalition of more than 20 consumer advocacy groups say that YouTube is illegally mining personal data from its youngest users. Joining us now is Josh Golan. He is executive director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, one of the groups filing a complaint with a Federal Trade Commission. Josh, YouTube says they're doing all they can to protect kids. What does your complaint allege exactly?
Our complaint alleges that, so YouTube's terms of service say that they are only for 13 and up, but yet the platform is filled with cartoons, toy ads, nursery rhyme videos, all sorts of content for young children. So YouTube knows that young kids are on its site, and they actually monetize the fact that young kids are on the site. They sell advertising so you can reach young viewers. And given that they know that young viewers are on YouTube, that kids under 13 are there, they have to comply with the Children's Online Privacy and Protection Act, which means they must get parental permission before they collect any data from kids. They're not doing that. They're not getting parental permission, and they're collecting all sorts of data.
As a practical matter, how would YouTube, and I guess YouTube is a Google company, how would they go about getting that permission beyond what, you know, we've all experienced, you know, read this checkbox?
Well, the issue is really, it's not just about getting the permission, but they could not collect data from their children's videos. So for instance, you know, if they have a cartoon, if they have a nursery rhyme, they could treat that video differently so that they were not collecting information from the user who was watching that video, because clearly some of their videos are absolutely targeted at younger children. So that's one, a pretty easy technical fix that they could make, is just treating those videos differently from a data collection and advertising standpoint.
Now, I think one of the things that YouTube says is that if you're concerned about this kind of thing, use the YouTube Kids app, because that's designed to be a safe space, right? Is that, do they also do the data mining on that app, or no?
As far as we can tell, and from what we've studied, the data mining is not happening on the YouTube Kids app. But what is really important to note is that more kids are using the regular YouTube site than are using the YouTube Kids app. And Google knows that those kids are there, and so therefore they have a responsibility under the law to protect those children. And furthermore, one of the things that I think is really important is that you cannot only upload content to the YouTube Kids app. If you want your content to be seen by children, you have to upload it to the main YouTube site. So YouTube could have, you know, when they launched this YouTube Kids app, they could have taken their children's content off of the main YouTube site, and we wouldn't have this problem. But they didn't, because they want to maximize their child audience, and they don't really care whether kids are watching it on the site where they're getting their data collected or on the safer site. So that's really the crux of the issue.
Late last year, YouTube came under fire for some of the disturbing content found on that app, which was queued up through suggested videos. And I think as recently as a couple of weeks ago, publications like Wired were reporting that the app was still awash in some rather creepy and unsettling, some violent videos targeted at kids. I'm wondering if data collection, especially as it's ported over from the main platform, might be fueling this problem, or no?
Well, I think it's really tough to tell. I mean, I think that's a great question for YouTube, and I think, you know, it's one of the reasons why we need some more transparency from them, and it's one of the reasons why we need a Federal Trade Commission investigation, because the FTC has subpoena power and the ability to find out things that people like you and me are unable to. But clearly, you know, YouTube's reliance on data and algorithms at the expense of human moderation does not work when it comes to children. So the whole concept behind the YouTube Kids app, that you would take, you know, all the videos on YouTube and then try and filter them out using an algorithm, is flawed, and has been shown time and time again that kids are being exposed to inappropriate content, or, as you say, not even just being exposed, but being recommended inappropriate content on YouTube Kids, because those videos haven't been reviewed by an actual human being.
Josh Golan is executive director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, which is asking the FTC to step in and do something about YouTube and kids. Mr. Golan, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much for having me.